Hi everyone. Tonight we're going to work with points of contact for our anchor. Points of contact can be a few different things. One example is where your body comes into contact with something that's not your body. The most common examples of this are where your butt touches the surface that you're sitting on, and where your feet meet the floor or the footplate of your wheelchair. Another type is where two parts of your body are touching. Examples of this could be the space between your lips or between your eyelids. If your hands are touching each other, the place where they meet is also a point of contact. You can even use the plane between your skin and the clothes you're wearing, or your skin and the air. During the meditation, I will name specific planes, but if the ones that I mention are not accessible to you, you can just pick a different one. This could be for areas that you have sensation in, but if you don't have sensation in an area, you can also just imagine that area. If you'd like, you can close your eyes or lower your gaze. And let's begin, as we always do, with three deep, intentional breaths. Remember, breath is different for everyone, and this is just a shorthand for settling into the meditation. If breath is an uncomfortable place for you to settle in, just see if you can let go of some tension in your body. You could also try a half smile, or whatever helps you relax into the moment, it's just fine. When you're ready, place your attention on the plane of contact between the soles of your feet and the surface that they're resting on. This plane is neither your feet nor the surface they're resting on, but the space between the two. If your feet aren't touching anything specific, you can also use just the air, or your socks, or the insides of your shoes as a point of contact. Feel that whole plane from your heels to the bottoms of your toes. And just place your attention there and see what you notice. Move to the next plane, the space between your butt and what it's resting on. If you're lying down, you can also do the surface that you're laying on and your backside. Place all your attention on the plane between your body and the surface that you're resting on. Once again, this is neither your body nor the surface that you're sitting on, but the space between the two. Now come back to the first plane, between your feet and the surface that they're resting on. Return to the second plane, between your bottom and the surface that you're sitting on, or your back and the surface that you're lying on. Let's introduce a third plane, the space between your lips. See if you can notice the space that it's neither your top lip or your bottom lip, but where the two meet. This is a bit of an abstract experience, so don't worry too much about doing it right. Just see what's there. Return to your first plane, between your feet and what they're resting on. The second plane, between the butt and the surface that you're sitting on. The space between your lips. I'm going to leave you here for a little while. When you find that your mind has drifted, just come back to one of these planes. You can cycle through them if you'd like, or just stick with one of them that you find most powerful. bring your attention back to the first plane, the soles of your feet, and what they're resting against. The second plane between your butt and the surface that you're sitting on. The space between your lips. The plane where your eyelids meet. In a moment, I will invite the bell to ring 3 times and end our meditation. As always, bring yourself slowly out of the practice and come back to reality as gently as possible. Thank you for your practice, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day.